Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Caught you thinking about pizza. It's okay. We are too. Especially that Marco's golden crust and a pizza bowl with four tasty toppings. Mmm. And a perfect side of melty cheesy bread? Oh yeah. Head to Marcos.com to get a large one-topping pizza on golden crust, a pizza bowl without the crust, and a fresh-baked cheesy bread, all for $21.99. Stop thinking about pizza. Start eating it. Marcos. Pizza lovers get it.
Scherzer is ready, goes into his windup, and now for the ball game. And the first pitch swung on and lifted high in the air, out towards left field, back to the wall. This one is out of here. Ronald Acuna hits a home run on the first pitch that he sees from Max Scherzer, lifted high into the heavens, and it's 1-0 Braves. Ronald attacks, and the Braves get on the board first, and good to see that long ball.
There goes that man again, Ronald Acuna Jr., another leadoff home run as the Braves, it wasn't quite enough. They fall to the Nationals 6-5 in walk-off fashion on Tuesday night. Glad to have you with us for a Wednesday morning version of the Frozen Rope Report. As always, Kevin McAlpin here with you, your Truist reporter for the home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM, and the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Braves off to an 0-4 start to the new year. Year as they were walked off by the Washington Nationals 6-5 yesterday in the nation's capital. We'll dive into what you may have missed from yesterday's game and more. We'll also hear from a couple of key members of yesterday's action. We'll hear from Ronald Acuna Jr. We'll hear from the manager Brian Snitker and Drew Smyly, who was making his Braves debut yesterday afternoon. Well, it got off to a great start as you heard Ben starting the contest first pitch of the game, and the Braves, yep, they were up 1-0 once again on another leadoff home run by Ronald Acuna Jr., the 20th of his career. That extends his own franchise record, and Acuna would go on to homer again in the third. Two of the four home runs allowed by Max Scherzer in yesterday's game. Freddie Freeman would go deep in the top of the first. Dansby Swanson leading off the second inning. All told, the Braves would get Scherzer for four earned on five hits, including four home runs over six innings. He was Scherzer, though. Walked nobody and struck out nine, and it really just felt like after a tough weekend in Philadelphia, it seemed like things were starting to turn for the Braves offense. Heck, in the top of the third inning, they had already scored more runs in three innings yesterday than they scored in three games in Philadelphia on the opening series. But unfortunately, that guy, Trey Turner, boy, we've talked about him a couple of times, haven't we? A home run that tied the game in the third. Nationals would tie it after the Braves took a lead in the seventh on Acuna's RBI groundout, on Andrew Stevenson's RBI single. And then, of course, in the ninth inning, Will Smith did not record an out. Gave up a leadoff single to Victor Robles. He plunked Trey Turner. And then Juan Soto with his first career walk-off hit. Nationals 6, Braves 5. Braves are 0-4. Nationals are 1-0. That's right. Yesterday was their season opener. Of course, the Nationals without a ton of key pieces to their club, including guys like Kyle Schwarber and Josh Harrison and Josh Bell and Yan Gomes. But still, a dangerous top four in the order with Robles, Turner, Soto, and Zimmerman, the veteran Zimmerman. And then even Jonathan Lucroy had some good ABs. Andrew Stevenson, I thought, had a really nice game in left field. He was on base three times, had a couple of hits and reached on an error in yesterday's contest. And then again, Max Scherzer, a really weird outing for him, giving up four home runs. That tied his career high. He did it 5 years ago against the Chicago Cubs. So again, the Braves the last couple of years, they've had some success against Max Scherzer, but unfortunately for the Braves, Scherzer's offense bailed him out, got him off the hook, and he takes a no decision, as does Drew Smyly, who we'll hear from in our second segment. Smyly, I thought he threw the ball really, really well. I pointed it out on the Hyundai postgame show last night. Six innings, four runs, only two of them were earned. He gave up four hits, walked one, and struck out eight. Smyly, in his Brave debut, throwing 94 pitches, 68 were strikes, and he had a stretch in the first and second inning, where he struck out four batters in a row. Got Turner looking, got Soto swinging, then he got Zimmerman and Starlin Castro both swinging. So four punch outs in a row. There was an E4 on Ozzie Albies that kept that second inning alive and allowed Jonathan Lucroy, who signed with the Nationals like 15 minutes before the game started. I'm kidding. I think it was like 2 or 3 days before. But Jonathan Lucroy, who signed with the Nationals just a couple of days ago, he got that two-run double to left field. That cut the Braves' lead to 3-2. Lucroy would be thrown out at third to end the inning, but the damage was done. And then, of course, Trey Turner, who was absolutely just torn the Braves apart throughout the course of his career. He has a two-run homer in yesterday's game. That came off of Drew Smyly. First career opening day home run for Trey Turner. As far as Scherzer is concerned, 9 Ks in 6 innings, allowed 4 earned, no walks, retired 12 of the final 13 batters he faced. I thought he settled in. I thought he settled in real nice. It looked like it might be a real short day at the office for Max Scherzer, but he does what 3-time Cy Young Award winners do, and bared down and made big pitches and stayed in the ballgame. The Nationals needed that, considering they're without a few arms in the pen. And tomorrow, with a doubleheader, they wanted to make sure they had those guys available. So as far as things are concerned for the Braves, we'll talk about the pitching matchups in just a couple of moments. A couple of quick notes from this contest yesterday. Of course, Freddie Freeman put the Braves up 2-0 in the first inning, a solo shot off Max Scherzer. He's now hitting .325 lifetime against the Washington Nationals. I put it out there on Twitter yesterday, and for as much success as Trey Turner has had against the Nationals, Freddie Freeman now hitting .325 with 51 doubles, 1 triple, 24 homers, and he's driven in 110 runs in 162 lifetime games against the Washington Nationals. So death, taxes, and Freddie Freeman owning the Washington Nationals, and I guess they shouldn't feel bad. There's a couple other NL East teams that can say the same exact thing. As I touched on a couple of moments ago, Ronald Acuna Jr., that leadoff home run was the 20th of his career. Since entering the league on April the 25th of 2018, 20 leadoff homers from Ronald Acuna Jr. are the most in all of Major League Baseball. George Springer and Jock Peterson currently tied for second. They have 18. Now, 7 of those 20 leadoff home runs have come on the very first pitch of his at-bat. That is also the most in baseball since his big league debut. Overall, Ronald Acuna Jr. now has 21 home runs on the first pitch of an at-bat. So you want to talk about going up there and just trying to ambush whoever he's facing. Ronald Acuna Jr. continues to make that happen. 21 home runs on the first pitch. 21 of his 82 career home runs have come on the very first pitch of the at-bat. And I was looking up these numbers during the Hyundai postgame show last night. When he, on the first pitch of an at-bat, Ronald's hitting .452 with 21 homers, 51 ribbies, 11 doubles, 2 triples, and a partridge in a pear tree for Ronald Acuna Jr. on the first pitch of an at-bat. That is a lifetime 1401 OPS, and that's now happened 160 times that he has gone up there and swung at the first pitch of an at-bat. And again, he's hitting .452, 21 bombs. That is it's just remarkable numbers that Ronald Acuna Jr. continues to put up in the leadoff spot in the Brave order. As far as the pitching was concerned yesterday, Tyler Matzek, 2/3 of an inning. He walked a couple. That's not very Tyler Matzekian. Is that a word? Matzekian? From yesterday. Josh Tomlin would get the Braves out of a tough spot in the 7th. Nice job by him. AJ Minter, he got rocked a little bit. 3 base hits over an inning. Gave up a run. Also walked a batter. And then, like I said, Will Smith couldn't get an out in that 9th inning yesterday as he suffers the loss. For the Nationals, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 9 runners on base. For the Braves, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 5. Daniel Hudson is your winner. Will Smith, your loser last night. Your time of game, 3 hours, 10 minutes. And I don't know what kind of effects they're using at Nationals Park, but man, it sounded like there was a whole lot more than 4,801 in the building yesterday. It sounded like there was 48,000, not 4,800. Watching yesterday's ball game, and they had a lot to cheer for, especially late for the home team. We're going to step aside, take a quick break. When we return,
spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
We'll hear from Brian Snitker, we'll hear from Drew Smyly, and we'll hear from Ronald Acuna Jr., translated through Franco Garcia. All that to come. We're glad to have you with us on a Wednesday. Of course, we'll also take a look at the pitching matchups for today and this date in baseball history. Lots more to get to. Stick around. We're back right after this.
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
Glad to have you with us for a Wednesday morning edition of the Frozen Rope Report here on The Fan. As always, Kevin McAlpin here with you. It is April the 7th, and the Braves have not one but two chances to win a couple of ball games here today. It's a doubleheader against the Nationals starting at 12:05 p.m. Eastern. Max Fried and Eric Fetty is your mound matchup for Game 1. And then coming up in Game 2, it'll likely be Waskari Noah, and he'll be taking on the former World Series MVP in Steven Strasburg. Game 2 will be about 45 minutes following the conclusion of Game 1, and we'll look forward to bringing you all the action on the Braves Radio Network. Chris and I will have the Ford leadoff show at 10:50 a.m. Eastern, and that'll be followed by the first pitch at 12:05. I'll have you between games. We'll recap Game 1, get you set for Game 2, turn things back over to Ben and Joe, and then, of course, we'll have you on the Hyundai postgame show following Game 2, along with Braves wrap-up as well. Busy day, long day, but you know what? It sure beats working for a living. So hopefully you can join us for all of the coverage as the Braves and Nats take on a doubleheader tomorrow. Seven-inning affair. Remember, that's something that they changed in baseball last year due to the COVID shortened season, and that's something that has stuck around. So another two seven-inning ball games tomorrow. And, boy, you like your chances about Max Fried maybe even going the distance Game 1, and that would be huge given the fact it will be a bullpen game for Game 2. You know, Waskari Noah stretched out to the point where he would be good to probably throw you four or five innings, so it's not really a true bullpen game per se, and the seven inning thing actually plays in the Braves' favor, given the fact that they are not going with a traditional starter. Waskari Noah, we'll see how far he can take them, and he showed some good things last year in spurts. Good fastball, really nice breaking ball, still a work in progress, but looking forward to seeing what he can do to the Washington National lineup coming up tomorrow. All right, let's take you inside the visitors' clubhouse at Nationals Park. Let's first hear from the manager, Brian Snitker, get his thoughts on Ronald Acuna's big day, of course, what he saw from Drew Smyly, and more. Here is the skipper following last night's 6-5 walk-off loss.
Snitty, you just look at this as one of those days. You know what those three relievers have done for you last year, and you know these days may be rare.
Yeah, I mean, what they've done this year, even, they've all been just nails, and that's, you know, it's going to happen sometimes. It's always kind of accentuated in this situation, but yeah, they've all been really, really good. They were really, really good for us last year. Big part of what we're, and they're going to be a big part for us this year too. But sometimes they have bad days too.
So much of the focus last. Go ahead, Dave.
It's muted.
I was going to ask Snit, what did you think seeing your offense kind of explode like that in the first few innings?
Well, I said that's a one positive there, that we scored some runs. I mean, so maybe that's a good start here. That, you know, hopefully, you know, we start bunching some hits together, and it was good to see some guys off a really, really good pitcher to score a bunch of runs like that.
Did Scherzer do anything different after those first few innings, or, you know, with the at-bats?
I don't know. You know what? That guy is just – he just gets after it so hard and never gives in and keeps making pitches. And you notice, like, the first pitch to Ronald after he hit the homer was a fastball too. And, you know, he just – he's got that mindset, man, and he's going to come after you. There's no – you know, his stuff is so good, and I think he just, you know, probably found a little rhythm, hadn't pitched in a while, and it was good to score some runs like that off of him. You know, just like to hope that it holds up. When you get four on a guy like that, you'd like to think you'd win the game.
a lot of the focus last year was on that offense, rightfully so. But is this one of those games that reminds you that everything they did last year was backed up by how good the bullpen was as well?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, and like I say, this is, you know, the bullpen's going to be really good again. And just kind of, you know, one of them days today. And, you know, Tomlin came in and made a big pitch. And two, I've never in this road trip, I've never seen so many like ground balls just, you know, right out of our reach and balls that aren't hit hard. We haven't been blasted. I mean, other than that last one, that game winner was, it was probably 100, you know, something. But, you know, other than that, it was just balls just right out of our reach or, you know, beating the shift or something like that, you know, and they hit two ground balls that very easily could have been outs, but they were, you know, just right in between us. And, you know, those things are going to happen. You're going to have, it doesn't matter if it's first four or the, you know, the 100 and 104, you know, you're going to have to deal with situations like that throughout the course of the year. And you know, and the thing of you keep making pitches and we keep doing that and the ball will be hit to us, you know, we'll be on the good end of it.
What'd you think of Pache's? Could you tell from the dugout?
I couldn't tell. No, I couldn't tell.
He got it, didn't he?
No, he hit it hard. Yeah, no, he hit a long way. But I couldn't tell. And really, we called the replay in here, and they didn't have a good view of it either.
What did you think of Drew?
Oh, he was really good. Really good. Kind of effortless, and stuff was good. And I liked where he was. You know, he kind of got the one ball down in on kind of LaCroix dropped the bat head on, and you know, Turner's a good hitter. I mean, you got to make pitches on him. But overall, I thought it was a good first start for him.
Do you know if Martin will be available tomorrow?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know that. We'll just have to wait and see we get here.
Which order are you going to go tomorrow? Which one game does Freed do?
Max going to pitch the first one. And then, you know, it's going to kind of – it'll probably be Noah in the second game if we don't have, you know, as of right now.
Well, you keep Soto under wraps for four plate appearances. You got to be pretty good, but then you hate to see him to come up again, I guess.
No, I know. I mean, you hate to see him in that situation. I don't care who he's facing. I mean, the guy's, you know, he's just something else, that kid. It's – we're hoping not to get him in that spot.
Okay. Any last ones for Snit?
Yes, that three of the four losses that come on one-run games. What are your thoughts? What do you think the team's missing to maintain or gain that extra run to win the games?
No, you know, it's the same game we've been playing for 2 years. We play the same game every day. I mean, it's just where it's a close game, decided by a pitch or one big hit, and it's just we're not used to playing these games, that's for sure, because it's, like I say, for as long as I can remember, this is the everyday occurrence for us, is a game like this. And you just hope you get in a run where you get the big hit or, you know, make a play, pit, whatever. And you know, it gets, because it's just one of those little things that the difference between winning and losing. It's just, and it, like I say, we play that same game every day because we're always in a game.
It just felt like, especially early on yesterday, things were going to start going the Braves' favor. And unfortunately, that was not the case. They'll look for better results here today with Max Fried and Waskari Noah on the mound. Speaking of on the mound, Drew Smyly, I thought he did a really nice job in his Braves debut last night. Four runs, two were earned on four hits over six innings, walked one and struck out eight. And here is Drew Smyly following his outing, assessing what he accomplished in his Brave debut.
What did you think facing these guys on opening day and all that? You seemed like you settled in and a couple of bad knocks didn't go your way, but it was a pretty solid outing, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's good to get the first game out of the way. I thought I pitched really good at times, and then, you know, I wasn't landing my curveball as well as I would like, where I need to be. You know, I was just missing early on, just down a little bit. And then it was clear their game plan was to not really swing at it and try to lay off my curveball. And I was throughout the game, really, I was kind of playing into the hand because I wasn't landing it early for strikes, but I was able to get back in counts and make pitches when I needed to. For the most part, really the only two pitches I'd like back is that fastball to Turner where I yanked it just middle in right into his swing. And then the 0-2 curveball to Luke Roy in the second inning when I hung a, you know, I had him on the ropes and I just kind of gave him a favor and hung a curveball, but you take those two pitches away and it was a pretty good outing. But that's baseball, you know, sometimes it just comes down to a pitch or two.
Along those lines, it's just baseball. You look at these four games for this team, you know, as a whole, and, you know, you can look at how hard balls have been hit or, you know, luck, who's been lucky, who's been unlucky. How do you describe what this team's experienced these first four games?
I mean, it's obviously not the way anybody wanted to start over here going 0-4, but we got 158 more games to play. And if you want to dissect the first four games, I think we could have easily won three out of the four. I mean, Wheeler just absolutely dominated. And if you look at his, if you watch his game on TV, he just painted every pitch. He didn't miss a spot. He was unbelievable that day. So he just beat us, which tip your cap. And then the other three games, we could have won all three. We could be 3-1 right now. You know, we lost two in an extra inning, you know, bottom of the ninth, but we had a chance to win every other game and they're not really hitting the ball hard off of us. We're just kind of coming up just short. So I don't think anybody's too worried. You know, we got to turn it around and get the first one underneath us and get back in the winning column. But there's still a lot of baseball left to play. I think we're pitching good. I think our lineup's amazing and we're going to play great defense. So, you know, let's just take it one game at a time.
That's what I was going to ask you. You said, doesn't seem like anybody's worried. You like what you've seen from the morale, from the way the guys are handling it so far?
Yeah, I mean, the talent on this team is undeniable. I mean, it's just today, you know, we hit four homers off Max Scherzer, one of the best to ever do it. You know, like it's there. We're just coming up a bit short. So obviously no one wants to start 0-4, but like I said, you know, we could easily be 3-1 right now. And I think everybody sees that. You know, everybody talks about Philly sweeping us. I don't really think they hit a ball hard. You know, that whole series, they just kind of had some timely hits and balls went their way, you know? So, we're just on to tomorrow and hopefully we can, you know, come out and win both these games and we'll be right back on track.
When I asked you in spring training this question, you didn't seem to be worried, but to get into this first regular season start and know that you were able to pick up where you were last year, how satisfying is that?
It's nice. I mean, I knew in spring training, I felt good. I felt, you know, I was where I needed to be. But like today, I mean, you can say they didn't have their A lineup or you can say whatever you want, but you know, those guys, they earned it, you know, to be starting in the lineup today. They're not just some guys, you know, you don't get to this level unless you know how to hit and you know how to play. So, you know, I felt like I didn't even have my A game today and I still had quite a few strikeouts and, you know, the one walk came back and bit me right before Turner. But me personally, I mean, I thought I threw the ball pretty well, just take back a few pitches, and you know, it's a good one to build on. It showed, you know, my arms feels great, my body feels good, and you just got to keep attacking the strike zone and get it in pitcher's count and make them miss.
Smiley getting the no decision despite pitching really, really well. And if the Braves can get that kind of a line out of Drew Smiley every 5 days, boy, that 1 year, $11 million looks like a really, really good deal for the Braves here this season. As I mentioned, Ronald Acuña Jr. continues to extend his own franchise record. His 20th career leadoff home run. It came on the first pitch of the game. If you blinked, you missed it. It was 1-0 Braves, one pitch in. Acuña would homer in the third as well as he led off that inning. Added an RBI ground out. All told, Acuña was 2-for-5 with 3 RBI and 2 runs scored yesterday. And let's now hear from the Braves right fielder, get his thoughts on the Braves 0-4 start and more. Here's Ronald Acuña Jr. along with team translator Franco Garcia.
Oh, that was just 3 games in Philly, but how was it? Was it nice just to be able to get out there and do what you did today and also see what Freddie did today?
Bueno, o sea, que obviamente los tres juegos en Filadelfia fueron difíciles para el equipo, pero que se sintió bien poder tener el éxito que tuviste hoy. Y entonces, a la misma vez, ver a tu compañero Freddie Freeman y los demás, ver que tuvieron el éxito que tuvieron.
Bueno, sí. Sentimos bastante bien, que es lo más importante. Estamos saludables. Apenas está empezando la temporada, apenas está una temporada larga. Hay que seguir como vamos. Yo me siento bien, gracias a Dios, y hay que seguir tratando.
Yeah, I think the important thing is I felt good. We felt good as a team. Everybody looked good. It's just the beginning of the season, and it's just the beginning of a very long season. So I think for us, it's just about maintaining the effort and maintaining the energy and keep bringing it every day.
You saw what Matzik and Mentor and Smith did last year, and you know what they're capable of doing. Is this one of those things where you just say, we're going to be just fine in the bullpen as well?
Bueno, que obviamente viste el éxito que tuvieron Matzik, Mentor y Smith el año pasado. Y que si eso fue algo que, o sea, que si eso es la pelota, sí, que si te sientes tranquilo y pues con confianza en el bullpen, que van a hacer lo que tienen que hacer este año.
Bueno, sí, yo tengo confianza en mí, tengo confianza en mis compañeros, ¿verdad? Que como te dije anteriormente, apenas está empezando la temporada, la pelota es alta y baja, hoy perdimos, mañana ganamos.
Absolutely, I mean, I have confidence in myself, I have all the confidence in my teammates, the season is just starting, you know, today was a loss, tomorrow will be a win.
The guys, you know how good you are. You guys won, you know, got a game within a game of the World Series last year. Does that help get through times like this? Is your team unity and knowing how talented you are? Did you guys keep your heads up after an 0-4 start?
Bueno, que si te da confianza, sabiendo que el año pasado llegamos a un juego de la Serie Mundial, y que si la amistad entre los compañeros te ayuda a sobrepasar la empezada para esta temporada.
Bueno, si me da confianza, no. Yo siempre tengo la confianza ahí. La confianza a mí nunca se me va. Yo siempre tengo esa confianza ahí. Como te dije, yo confío en mi compañero. Yo sé lo que este equipo puede dar. Y nosotros vamos por encima. Nosotros vamos a estar bien al final de la temporada.
To be honest, for me personally, my confidence never wavers. I always have confidence in myself. I have confidence in my abilities. And with that, I also have confidence in my teammates. You know, I know what we're capable of. And I know what we can do as a team. So I have all the confidence in the world that we'll keep getting after and we'll get it.
Ronald, they showed you bat flipping at the end of BP, just looked real comfortable. And did you feel better today than other days?
Si hubo algo en particular hoy que te sentiste más cómodo, que vieron los videos de tu BP, tirando los bates y todo eso, que si hubo algo hoy en particular que te sentiste más cómodo y más así.
No, esa es parte de mi diversión. Yo siempre me he sentido bien, gracias a Dios, como te he dicho. Si yo me siento bien, la pelota es alta y baja, un día va a batear, otro día no va a batear, y eso hay que comprenderlo. Solamente uno puede controlar lo que uno puede controlar y salir a jugar duro todos los días, más nada, eso es lo que puedo controlar.
Nothing different today. You know, I felt good the entire time. And baseball is just a game of highs and lows, you know. One day you're hitting, one day you're not. So, you know, today they were hitting, so again, nothing particular about it, but I just have to remain with the confidence in myself.
Our thanks to Franco Garcia for translating and Ronald Acuna Jr. And of course, thanks to Brian Snitker and Drew Smiley for their time as well. All right, before we go, we do it every single day on the Frozen Rope Report. We like to dive into this date in baseball history, and we got some fun ones for you here today. It was on this date, April the 7th of 1873, future Hall of Famer John McGraw, who was obviously known as managing the Giants for 31 years, was born in Truxton, New York, a town named after one of America's first Navy commanding officers. The guy that they called Little Napoleon, because John McGraw was 5'7" tall, played a vital role as an infielder on the pennant-winning 1890s NL Baltimore Orioles before winning 10 pennants and 3 World Series championships with 11 second-place finishes while posting only 2 losing seasons during his 30-plus years as a manager for the Giants. On this date, April the 7th of 1873, John McGraw was born. And boy, what a terrific career he had over 3-plus decades managing in the big leagues. All right, let's also, on this date, April the 7th of 1969, after throwing just 2 pitches to start the season, Don Drysdale finds himself and his team trailing by 2 runs when Pete Rose and Bobby Tolan hit back-to-back home runs. The 32-year-old right-hander settles in, and the Dodgers come back and win the Crosley Field contest by a score of 3-2. So it was on this date in 1969. It probably felt like he was facing Ronald Acuña Jr. in there. Pete Rose and Bobby Tolan go back-to-back on the first two pitches of the year off Don Drysdale. However, the Dodgers come back and win that game by a score of 3-2. All right, it was also on this date in 1969 at Washington's RFK Stadium. Ted Williams made his managerial debut in front of President Nixon and a crowd of over 45,000 fans, a franchise record for opening day. The commander-in-chief throws out the ceremonial first pitch before the Yankees' 8-4 defeat of Ted Williams' Senators on this date in 1969. All right, it was also on this date in 1970. After 8 consecutive opening day defeats, the Mets finally win the first game of the season by beating the Pirates at Forbes Field in 11 innings by a score of 5-3. The Mets will become the first team to have won a World Series before prevailing in a season opening contest. How bizarre is that? Hey, you want to talk about crowd size? How about this one? On this date, April the 7th of 1973, the Indians break their opening day American League attendance record when a crowd of 74,420 watched Gaylord Perry go the distance in Cleveland's 2-1 win over Detroit at Cleveland Stadium. The team had previously set the mark in 1948 in their season opener against St. Louis. All right, this is a good one for you. I laughed when I saw this one. It was on this date in 1977. Frank Sinatra keeps his promise to Tommy Lasorda by singing the Star-Spangled Banner on opening day at Dodger Stadium. Old Blue Eyes had told the team skipper he would perform the national anthem if his friend ever became the manager, and then Frank Sinatra fulfilled that promise, singing the anthem on opening day of 1977. I thought that was pretty cool for you. All right, one more for you. It was on this date in 1986. Tom Seaver extended his major league record, making his 16th opening day start when he gets the honor for the second time with the White Sox. The 41-year-old future Hall of Fame right-hander also pitched the first game of the season 11 times for the Mets and 3 times as a member of the Cincinnati Reds. Can you imagine that? 16 opening day starts. That is something we'll never see half of that probably ever again. Really, really remarkable. Tom Seaver, Tom Terrific, another one of those legends and titans of this great game that we have lost here over the last year, and really sad. We're losing far too many legends here lately, and Tom Seaver, obviously one of the all-time greats to ever take the mound. All right, well, that's going to do it for our show here on a Wednesday morning. I got to get to work. I got to go to the studio. We got the Ford Leadoff Show coming up for you at 10:50 a.m. Eastern. Chris and I will walk you right up to first pitch, and then it's the Braves and Nationals at 12:05 p.m. Eastern, Game 1, and then Game 2 will follow about 45 minutes following the conclusion of Game 1. So hopefully you can turn us on in your office, flip us on the app, wherever you may be. Don't forget the 680 The Fan app. You've got all the streaming coverage for free, F-R-E-E. You can download the app and stream us live also at 680thefan.com as well. So hopefully you've done that. And if you haven't, what in the world are you waiting on? Go ahead and get on that here now. Well, folks, I hope you have a great Wednesday, and I really hope we're talking about a couple of Braves wins on the Frozen Rope Report tomorrow, as the Braves will have the day off before their home opener. And my goodness, I cannot wait to see you folks at Truist Park on Friday night. If you're going, shoot me a tweet, let me know, and I'll try to wave to you out the press box window when I go over there to catch the season opener. So I hope you all have a great Wednesday, and we look forward to seeing you for the Braves home opener at Truist Park in just 2 days right here in Atlanta. Folks, have a great day.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.